At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I mean, but you guys know that. You guys know there's rampant racism still that exists.
So, what?
I mean, we just sort of, like, navigate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, yeah, someone the other day said that they hated IKEA, and then they started going off on the Swedes.
Get out of like, here.
No, they didn't. Yeah, I thought, when is it going to end? When is it?
Dave. By the way, that could be a Tuesday for Dave.
If they bring up little meatballs, you're going to go off.
Like, come on, enough of the sweet bashing. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. I am your host, Dave, here for episode, I believe, 46.
46.
Yep. And a little bit of a gap since 45, but we're busy men. We're busy.
We apologize.
Yeah. So we are on the road. Omar is still on the road. We're bouncing back and forth. But we do everything we can to bring you quality content. It's not quantity. It's quality.
So quality.
Pipe down. Pipe down with the people that are complaining. We'll get to you. Well, just really glad to be back. Good to be back with these guys. Before I get into all the logistics of things you need to know about, including how many bottles of whiskey are left, I want to see how my buddies are doing here. So let me start off with my co-host, Josh. Josh, I have a few questions for you. I want to ask, how are you doing? What is your latest ailment?
Oh, geez.
And three, given the Sixers are in game 7,
yeah.
Are you afraid of getting shingles again?
Yeah. So I do not have an ailment, knock on wood, thank God. So I seem to be almost 100% back with the back. My shingles are gone.
Congratulations.
And I think I'm in actually decent shape right now. I'm just waiting, of course, for the next thing to happen to me. But
I saw him the other day. I mean,
he did.
His physical stature has not changed. So the posture is still not great. I'm not sure what he's talking about.
A good thing. You're saying it's still bad.
he's not lending me a hand whatsoever.
No.
And what else did you ask me? You asked me about the
Sixers. You know, stress over the Super Bowl that gave you shingles last time. That's my theory. It's my theory. And now you've got another stressful deal going on.
Yeah, that's a good theory. This is beyond stressful. Just when you think they put it all together and have figured things out, they go right back to where they were. Now we have a game 7. Tomorrow, which I do not feel confident about whatsoever.
I wouldn't either. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
if I was a Celtics fan, I just think that's, you can't call that game. Who knows what you're going to get? A good series for people not a fan of either team just to watch it. It's been a fun series.
It's been incredibly stressful, but it's like a Jekyll and Hyde type series. You don't know what Harden's going to show up. You don't know what Tatum's going to show up. You just don't know if Embiid's going to be. What the deal is. So it's just been, it's been frustrating, but I do want to take this moment, of you asking me how I'm doing to apologize. I need to make a formal apology.
This is way overdue. Is this for the Access Hollywood tape?
We should go back and forth to see what is that he's apologizing for.
Okay. What do you think I'm apologizing for?
A myriad of things.
What am I apologizing for? It has to do, I'll give you one hand. It has to do with the last episode. Something I said.
Was it incorrect information or was it an insult? Can you give us
incorrect information?
Incorrect information. Well, then I've lost my.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
So I have to apologize to the makers of Jardiance, drug that lowers your A1C, whatever the hell that is, that I love the jingle for. I claim that that they said it tears your perineum, if you remember that correctly.
Right. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so I resaw the commercial yesterday and I noticed in fine print at the bottom. It does talk about the perineum, and I actually took a screenshot. It's quite funny because it describes what the perineum is in the footnote in the disclaimer, but it says it's swelling and irritation of the perineum, not a tear of the perineum. So I apologize to the good people at Jardiance.
Okay. That's good.
I want to clear that up.
Tearing, that is quite severe, a tearing.
Well, Right. And from an oral medication, which I thought was so weird. I could have sworn I heard it as could tear your perineum, but it's not. And that would be almost an impossibility to take a pill and then your perineum.
Unless it swells tears. So much, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I guess.
I don't
know. Well, I do want to apologize to you, Josh, because all the jokes we made about having shingles, I should take it back because I saw a recent picture of Dianne Feinstein,
who
is struggling from shingles as well. And that was not a laugh. I'll take that out later.
Yeah.
she looks terrible. So for you, you look like the picture of health after your shingles compared.
Let's also put that in perspective. She is 107 years old, and I am not as old as I'm getting.
Thank you.
Oh, Omar talking to someone.
Omar
on camera.
Is
not too distracting at all. And I love the whisper, as if no one will be able to hear his delicate whisper.
Oh,
you got a mic right next to your mouth. What? Your whisper doesn't work. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're feeling good.
Yes.
We need you at 100% strength. Yeah, we need you at 100%.
Do you think that Josh – can we talk about me now? You can ask me how I'm doing.
Yeah, so let me – you want me to just say the words?
Say the words.
It's also good to see Omar. Omar, you've been on the road for the last how many weeks? I saw you in person as well in LA.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
how are you doing? And where are you?
I'm in my friend's house, and I just ordered some food, but smoothies. I'm in New York still, which is the best part of New York, obviously, is there's so many options of stuff to be delivered. So I ordered a bunch of stuff and 8 pints of ice cream that I put in his freezer for his kids.
8 pints? How long are you there for?
I leave tomorrow.
And you're going to eat 8 pints between now and tomorrow?
No, it's for the kids.
Oh, for the kids. Okay.
Mm.
The parents approve of that plan?
Yeah.
No, that's why it's so much fun.
Mm. Yeah.
So, but then Uncle Omi's gone. And the kids know the HK's.
So you drop your Omar bomb on them. And then
sugar bomb.
Yes. And then see ya. Exit stage left.
Some of it's sorbet, by the way.
Enjoy your coked up kids.
But look, I had an interaction. I saw Josh last week, and we had a dinner. We had dinner before he went to a comedy show, and I realized after I dropped him off how much he offended me earlier. And
how did I offend you,
David? Do you think that Josh actually listens to you and takes your opinions about things do you think he sort of questions what you say to him about things? Like if you say, "Hey, Josh, this
that's
is a great
both can be
you should
true.
Go get pizza." Or it's a great restaurant, or blah, 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 or your sense of direction? Or do you think he generally gives you the benefit of the doubt, Dave?
I don't understand the question. The way you phrased that question was
Odd. Let's say you said to him, let's get something to eat right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to like it. Well, I've been here a bunch of times. It's amazing. Okay, well, if you make me stay, I'll stay.
Oh, you think he'll listen to my opinion on something?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I've recommended like some TV shows and things that but I think if he has an opinion on something, even if it's only 10 degrees off of center, I think it's hard to push him off it. He's pretty strong in his opinions. Is that maybe that's what happened?
He wouldn't
here.
Meet
that's,
me in Soho good. Originally because it was too far from the comedy club he was going to. I'm like, Josh, it's 3 blocks. He goes, no, it's not. It's
no,
really
no, no.
Far away.
That wasn't what I was saying. That wasn't what I was saying. You said, first of all, let's take it back. I was in New York. I told him I was going to be in New York at that time. And he said, I won't be in New York at that time. And then when I was first got there, he called me and I was going somewhere for work. And I told him where I was. I'm in New York. I was actually in Brooklyn. And he says, I'm in New York. I said, that would have been nice. So I was able to squeeze in.
That's true.
A drink with him prior to my dinner,
that's
my
true.
Work dinner.
I'm happy you did.
I did. And that's where this is all coming from. So, and the point is, I had a limited amount of time before I had to get to my dinner, which he also had a dinner. His was a little bit later. I had a limited amount of time. And I said, hey, can we meet somewhere in this vicinity? And he took it 2 miles from my hotel instead of a mile, which I would.
That's big blocks.
Yeah, that's a lot. A mile in New York's a lot.
Well, he said 3 blocks.
Yeah, from where I was going eventually. True, very true. But it was on the other side, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
Do you understand what he's saying, Dave? I'm not. That wasn't then, and I'm still not.
What
now.
I'm doing is I'm creating a distraction, and with my
about?
My word salad, I'm hoping to confuse the hell out of Dave and put him on my side.
It's so rare when you have dinner with just one-on-one now, you know?
Yeah.
And that was – we hadn't had that. I don't remember the last time we had
Well, it wasn't supposed to be dinner. We were supposed to just get drinks. And,
yeah.
And of course, we're not going to get drinks. I suggested a regular normal person bar. And of course, Omar can't go for that. That's not going to work. So we have to go to an upscale restaurant where the people do know him. It was quite impressive, by the way.
The food.
No, the fact that we pulled up and they went, Omar, and gave you big hugs. And I'm like, wow, that's all right. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, it's just when you think he's full of crap, then it comes through. It's like, oh, maybe it's true.
How was the steak, Josh? How was the steak, Raul? Drank it.
Yeah, it was really
good. Peppery, but it was steak au poivre.
But it was good. It was good. So I'm going to give him credit for that. All right.
All right.
So there you go. Is that what you wanted?
He's going to eat food at a comedy club.
Yes.
Probably 3-day-old steak.
It doesn't matter. That's not the point. That's not the point. Anyway, he did order the steak. We did split it. It was very good. Let's move on.
Well, I just want you to trust my judgment more.
I do trust your judgment.
I give props to Omar, too. I met him on the other coast. I was in L.A., and he said, let's get ice cream. I thought, that's a great idea. So we got ice cream together. We went off the path, got ice cream. That was a great idea. And then he also left early, which helped me because I had flown to L.A., and I was
exhausted,
full of my flying, you know, process that I do. So I was trying to be social. I know, I'm not going to remember.
Crawl. I mean, is there anything more miserable than doing a bar crawl?
Yeah.
Beautiful town. What was that town called? Santa Monica?
Manhattan Beach.
Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
And with a few of our friends and another like 10, 15 people that, you know, are friendish, you know, the kind you have to act like you're friends with because you're stuck with them for the next 6 hours. And I wanted out, man, after like 20 minutes. And then the ice cream thing was a respite, respite.
A respite. Right.
Respite.
Yeah,
respite for Dave and I. And then we got saved. I was so happy that we were leaving together. It wasn't as weird.
Well, it's hard because I'm, you know, it's a nice, beautiful walk. I mean, I'm sure Manhattan Beach, but I'm like, I just took like a fair amount of Xanax to get on this flight. So I like it a daze, you know.
Yeah, you're otherworldly.
Well, let me quick tell you how I'm doing. I'm here back in St. Louis after my I went from an LA to Vegas to Cleveland trip. That's not a common three city adventure, but that's what I just recently did.
That's the trifecta. That's the
is it?
Yeah, that's the trifecta.
It's the rolling down LA to Vegas to Cleveland.
LA,
you hit bottom then.
Right, then you get back up in Vegas and then you come back down to earth in Cleveland before you return home to your normal life.
Well, I got to tell you guys, on my trip to Vegas, a buddy of mine met me in LA in Pasadena, and then we drove to Vegas together. Thursday night, and we shared a hotel room, but it was a suite. It had two separate bedrooms, and we stayed at the MGM, which was not as nice as the Bellagio. Really first world problems for sure. Yeah. But I was like, the MGM. So we were in together, but we weren't like breathing the same air, you know, in the bedrooms. We had separate bedrooms. But we were in the living room, watched basketball together. We gambled. We saw shows. We spent all day Friday. Saturday morning, I left then for Cleveland. All right. He calls me the next week. On Sunday, he had COVID. Had COVID. I, on the other hand, nothing.
Because you might be immune.
I might be. But yeah. I'm the anti-you, Josh. Where I could have gotten sick, I could have gotten an ailment. I can't believe it. But you still can get COVID. I haven't had it for over a year or something like that.
Are we still talking about this? It's like saying to somebody, I got a mosquito bite.
No, it's not.
But it's still something like, I don't know what it is, a day. Thousands of people get it every day or something. I don't know what the number is, but it's way less than it was, obviously. It's not nearly as what it used to be. But it's still out there. It's still there. It's still circulating.
It's true. It's not like my friend got a cold. I got a cold. Isn't that crazy? I guess at some point it'll be like that.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me ask you this, David. So when you were made aware of this, did you have any sense of dread that you might have COVID?
Of course.
Well, it made me think, like, was I feeling bad at all? Like, I was trying to think through, like, was, because I was exhausted, you know, from the trip. So I thought maybe that was it. But I realized, like, no one else got it. I was with other people, and, you know, I came home. My family has got it. So somehow I was with someone who.
But when you first heard it, Josh, please don't put words in his mouth. Were you, like, full of dread?
Doing that right now.
Or were you, like,
no.
I thank you.
Dread is the wrong word, but I wasn't.
Well, Josh said,
nonplussed. Is that?
I would think that. Well, how could you not?
Josh,
think that?
Honestly, you should wear masks on our podcast. Please.
No,
listen. I don't want you to get COVID.
If you spend multiple days with someone in the same hotel, even if it's a suite with separate rooms, and you in the same enclosure, and they tell you the day after that they got
a mosquito bite.
No, it's not a mosquito bite. you automatically go there. How could you not go there mentally and think, oh shit,
Dave doesn't,
do I
don't.
COVID?
Well, I thought, well, it made me think about the fact that I felt fine was
yeah,
I was
you
surprised.
Yourself.
Josh would start thinking about his funeral and what people would say to you. Yeah.
No, I would, I would probably mentally get myself into a COVID state. Yes, that is.
I'm going to send a Sixers mask, like a Sixers COVID mask.
Yeah.
I don't need a mask that I'm not wearing.
It's good news, though, right? I must be COVID immune.
You might
or,
be immune. Yeah.
So
you might be immune.
I feel like a Superman.
That's good.
All right. Well, let's kick off this podcast. We got to do a couple things here. First, even though this week we apparently spoke to just the universe and not Damon specific, because we didn't get any emails this week. No. But we would love to get an email from you. And our email address is friends@fts.media. That's friends, plural, at fts.media. And then if you want to check out our website, which has pictures of us, reviews, you can get
an article.
Article is there. There's all kinds of stuff. Yeah,
all sorts of goodies. All sorts of goodies.
At Costco. Lots of stuff. It's you can go to our website. It's www.friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. So that's friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. So Omar, listen, you gotta work.
We do have two bottles left. We do have two bottles of whiskey, by the way. Deacon Whiskey, our proud sponsor, and we have two bottles left. So those emails. Someone's got to get those two bottles.
Yep. Which, by the way, this week I got an email from Deacon Whiskey saying we just loaded back up. So apparently they were in short supply. Like, this is a heavy demand.
It is, actually.
Thing.
I haven't gotten any Deacon Whiskey. Where's my bottle?
It has – I need your addresses.
Oh come on. I've said that 1,000 times.
They have 14 million followers on Instagram.
So this is – this you won't want to drink this. You want to put this – somewhere where your friends can see it, and they'll be like, "Oh my goodness, how did you get Deacon Whiskey?"
Deacon Whiskey.
Yeah. So
and
this
you
is...
can get Deacon Whiskey. Email us. Two bottles left. Come on.
Let's go. Let's
get
go.
Get your bottle.
All right. So let's kick things off. Just to let you know, Omar, just plug your ears for a sec. We have to tell you what we do on the podcast is three of us come together every so often and come up with topics or stories or something that happened to us that we haven't shared with each other yet. So we'll get raw reactions to it. And we will kick this off now. We'll go one by one. And I think I want to go last, given my topic. Ooh. So let's see. Omar, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first.
All right.
So when you guys go to – one of the things I love to do, like when I go to like restaurants and when I fly or whatever, it's important to me because I'm just like always looking for affirmation. But to engage the people, because they meet hundreds of people a day if you're a waiter or a busboy. I don't want to be another face that they see, a random face, but someone who brings them some amount of joy, right? And I'm pretty good at it. You know, I do give gift cards to attendants and on flights, but like it's most enhanced across my variety of interactions with society when I'm at the doctor's office. And
the doctor's office.
When I'm particularly funny with the nurses and the doctor, like always. And like, I have a feeling, Josh, you're the same way. You don't think you're not the same way?
Well, I need to hear the rest first before.
Well, I'm going to stop there. Do you try and be funny around like, you know, doctors or waiters?
Yes, I like to play that game.
Are you friends with your doctor? Would you consider or?
I used to be, but my doctor has since retired, so I knew him.
Hold on a second.
Well.
I'm sorry. Let's be more clear about this. I don't mean like your GP. I mean the specialist who you don't know as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would do that too. Yes, I will make little quips here and there. If it's served up, I'm not gonna crowbar it. But if it's served up, and I think it's a funny line, I'm never gonna back away from a funny line.
When they snap the glove, you're ready, right?
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's correct.
Yeah, don't give me PTSD. And Dave,
exactly
how about you?
Right. I'm ready.
Yeah, I don't think I do as much. I have a good relationship with my doctor. I've got a good one where my GP. But yeah, if it was a specialist and I've got something going on, I'm like, let's get to the answer here, buddy. Like I don't know if I'm giving gift cards or
I'm not doing that. But I will engage.
So I went to see my GP, who's my and whenever I go to his office, this time I did something a little different. I sent two pizzas to the staff, which is great, right?
Ahead of your visit, or did it time during, that it showed up while you were there?
Showed up while I was there.
Yeah, you want the accolades.
Yeah.
You want the attaboys. Yeah.
And so they got me another appointment with a specialist. I'm talking to this guy. I saw a urologist, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very funny at times, right? And I think that, like, the nurse is laughing, he's laughing. And what to me is the biggest sign?
When you're at the neurologist, I imagine there's a lot of laughing going on.
The urologist.
Hey, see how I take the moment? You served it up.
Can't stop laughing, yeah.
Wait, but what is the biggest sign that you've engaged a doctor, that you actually, like, won, if you will? What does everybody want to get, every patient want to get from a doctor, besides,
lollipop?
Like, you know, besides, like, Oxycontin?
A lollipop? Say,
Valium. Their personal phone number.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Hello. So you can book directly, talk to them about things rather than go through the office. Crazy.
God.
Of course. It never happens, right? That's the real sign that you're close to your doctor.
I would
GP.
Never use it, though. It would have to be such an emergency for me to bother them.
But you have it.
That's really interesting.
There are a lot of people that would still never use it either, but when they need
it.
So they still have to go through the office.
I'll give you that. That's pretty – that's
– Yeah, hold on.
Rubicon. That's pretty impressive.
So you went to a specialist that you hadn't seen before.
The urologist.
You walk in, pizzas, laugh, haha. By the time you walk out –
No, the pizza was at the GP, the other doctor.
Okay.
There's no pizza in this one. It was just
so anyway,
engaging.
Jokes, whatever. Compliment the nurses. And then by the end, then you walk out. Your first appointment.
I walk out. I'm paying. Okay. He walks out after me and says, hey, did you – what did he say to me? He said, did you sign this – did you click the link for this health system? It's like the what's the hospital called? The Ken Langone Center. The Langone Center link to create your account. I'm like, what? I'm like, no, I don't know. Not yet. Okay. He goes, listen, but I'll take my number if you have any questions about – I'm like – that he was using it as a reason.
Was it a 555 number?
No, dude. He texted me. It's nuts.
That's crazy.
Like, he texted
you. Well,
he is
your urologist. He might have liked what he saw.
Yeah.
Christopher. Yeah. He's like my chart.
Don't say his name.
I don't want to say his name, but like that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Unless there's other there's an MO here.
Now the one thing I will say, okay, there's one thing that did happen when he did everything to me, which was torture.
Yeah. Well.
But
You got the deluxe package.
One thing I will
package.
Say is that he is a quarter Puerto Rican, and I might have shown him my house. My beach house.
In Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
What's that all for?
Yeah, because
it's not a selfless thing he did.
Yes,
it could
be
not
I love this guy. This guy's amazing. I need to hang out with him. Right. I'd like to now go to his beach house.
You know, this is what you guys always
do. You brought it up. You said it.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what happened.
Detail. Yeah, but you told us that detail. It's now making sense.
Well, does that make it any less amazing?
Very much.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So here's what I know about this, Omar. I know that a stranger who you met for the very first time saw your boy parts and your house.
Didn't more than just saw him.
It's a doctor. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying what he did was improper. What I'm saying is that's the only information that he has determined to give you his personal number or not. So based on that, it's one of those two things that he's after.
But does that make it – and it's still cool. I still have his phone number. I can, like, ask him, hey, listen.
I suppose.
It's cool until it ain't. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys are
horribly wrong.
You guys are finding a cloud in my sunny sky with this story. Yeah. I knew you would find a way to do this.
Because if you had told us that it was someone that you had seen for a while and they're like, you know, this is now a personal relationship. Here's my number. I would have given you some kudos. This is a person you just met.
It's a doctor. It's not some stranger.
It doesn't matter. You were not that charming on the very first meeting that he had to give you his personal number to hang out with and watch Friends reruns with you.
Well, can we test it? Can we test can you send him a text right now and just
– He said,
you know,
he already texted him. He said the doctor already texted him.
But, you know, we want to use it for Omar's purposes, not for, you know – text him something like something feels like burning or, you know, come up with something and see if he and starts to help you from a medical perspective, because that's what you want. You want to have direct access to medical advice. You don't
this
need
actually, you know what? Now, this is an interesting question.
That's what
you
want.
Think
after hours
I can
medical
do that?
Advice.
Or do you think it's – is that inferred? that I can ask him medical stuff, or is it inferred that it's more of a personal thing?
Okay, well, now you've just made my point.
I know, I'm asking. I don't know. You guys tell me.
The only way it's cool is if it's for medical advice.
Medical.
Okay.
Medical.
So I almost have to ask him something.
I mean, did you hit it off with him?
Burning, Dave? What did you say?
Yes. Tell him something feels like burning.
Omar, let me ask you a question. Did you hit it off with him? Were you talking like two buddies who had known each other for years?
Yeah, and he had his resident there too, who was laughing too.
Okay. No. That's not what I'm asking. Making him laugh is one thing. Did it feel like you guys were buddies? Did it feel like, oh my God, it's like, okay, all right, so maybe there's a
– maybe.
Maybe I asked about him, you know. I asked about him before I saw him.
Well, he has your cell because he texted you.
Yeah, I always – by the way, I always ask the nurses, how is the doctor here? Does he have a sense of humor? That's all I really care about.
Yeah, but
I don't care if he's a good doctor or not.
I never asked.
It's better. It's more important for me. This is why Josh and I don't get along sometimes. And I need people that are good receivers of humor. I don't need creators of humor.
I'm a good receiver of humor.
You're okay. Sometimes you want to talk a little too much. You have to take in what I'm saying to you sometimes. David's good at that. Thank you, David.
I do, but sometimes when it's not funny, I just want to deflect and move on and not harp on it.
Yeah, I'm willing to let it roll. Yeah. I'm much more gracious.
That's what a good friend does. A friend masks it.
I think, Josh, for you, I think you hear something funny. We've talked about this before. Then you don't just laugh. You're like ready for a comeback.
I want to build on it.
Yeah, that's right. So
I don't want to let that die.
Really interesting interaction I had with Josh last week around this, and I introduced him to somebody. Josh, who was that? I forgot who I even introduced.
You introduced me to several people at that one place.
But I introduced him as I said, yeah, what do you do? And I go, and I looked over at Josh. I go, he punches up my scripts.
Yes, that's right. It was a guy on the street when we were walking to the place. That was hilarious.
Yeah, and Josh is like, well, and I'm like, Josh, wouldn't you much rather be known for that than your actual job?
Yeah, no. The guy who punches up your scripts.
it's creativity. By the way, I need your help.
That's how he introduced me, Dave.
This guy punches up my scripts.
This is my buddy Josh, who's a guy on the street who knew Omar, who was just walking, and he said, I shook his hand, nice to meet you, and then Omar said, yeah, he punches up my scripts. That's not really what I do.
Does he aware that you would have a script for any reason? Like,
yeah, he knows about the events that we do.
Stuff in it. Okay, yeah.
Well, I have an event, by the way, on Tuesday at 11 a.m., and I have to have Josh, I believe. Actually, you too, Dave. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to punch
up the script.
Well, it is a compliment because I've offered to punch up the script, and I always get denied, so I guess I'll stop trying.
No, I sent it to both you guys.
Yeah, I know. Never take my suggestions. So,
you know, at one point I might.
Josh, for a guy who complains about me, as you just heard in his topic, complained about me quite a bit about my receiving humor and everything else, and then is still turning to me to punch up his script. What does that tell you?
Well, regarding this topic, I think the logical next step, though, is to text your doctor about a medical question. I want to see the power of this number.
I agree.
If he's like, you know, maybe you should stop in. Hey, when are you in Puerto Rico next?
I want to know his MO. I want to know what his deal is. Your doctor does not give a number on the very first meeting. You have to build sort of rapport. That's what I'm saying. So the only two facts I know are that A,
he's seen your junk,
and two, he knows you have a beach house where he likes to go.
Why don't you send him a picture?
You don't have to be Zipowitz to put this case together here, Omar.
You guys have both painted the darkest scenarios. Paint me the lightest.
It's called reality.
But it is. It's making you aware.
Pie chart it.
Okay, here's your pie chart. You ready?
Uh-huh.
50%. He liked what he saw in the room.
You think that he's gay?
I think there's a possibility.
Oh, 50%.
Someone gives you their personal number.
50% chance that he's gay?
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
David?
I'm spitballing.
Yeah, I think that's a 10%.
Okay, maybe. It doesn't matter.
Okay, Josh, this is fun. Okay, what's
the other possibility? Listen, there's facts and then there's speculation. The facts are these. You met him the very first time, so there's no history. Mm-hmm. He's seen your boy parts. Mm-hmm. True. He knows you have a beach house in a place that he likes to frequent. Right?
And you made him laugh, and you're a good listener.
And 4 is the possibility that you were just so overwhelmingly charming on
the
therapy.
You know what he did say,
you think
actually?
Doctors give out – doctors don't give out their personal numbers.
He said something. He said I had a very tight undercarriage.
Your perineum.
I swear.
Because you don't take Jardians.
No, he said you – that's where you carry your – maybe you're stressed, he goes, but you're flexible, but you have a very tight undercarriage.
No, he did not say that.
I swear to God. And he said that there's physical therapists who can like loosen it up, like not go in there, but like
– your perineum.
What kind of physical therapist does this?
Okay. So this my pie chart has changed. 70% he wants to get with you.
It might not have been undercarriage. It was something like that, though. Like
29% he wants to access your beach home, and 1% he finds you charming and wants to hang out with you.
Are you sure tight undercarriage is a phrase? Because
no,
I'm looking it up,
no,
and all
no,
I see
it was
is practice.
Maybe that's what I should ask him, actually. What was that phrase that I had, a tight undercarriage?
He said your taint is fire.
No. No. Oh, God.
He said, Jesus. Omar, I've seen a lot of patients in my day.
You know, I did
my,
not know
my
you
35
guys take
years.
This.
And
here's
and
my number. Call me 24/7.
Is yeah. Exquisite. Here's my personal cell.
Oh, man, you guys.
Yeah, congratulations.
Well, good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's how, forget what Dave said about sending him a text that something's burning. I want you to just take a picture of your undercarriage and send it to him.
No, that's
I was
not
saying,
funny.
Send that and then send a picture
and
of your house.
See what he says.
And yeah, see which one he responds
in
to.
Front of your house. Yeah, exactly.
So you think there's a 1% chance that it was done for the reasons I thought it was done for?
Correct. I'm now putting it
Dave,
at 1%.
Dave, what do you think?
I think, well, I don't know. Your stories are unreliable. I think it's a maybe 33% chance. Yeah, you don't give us all the details. You
I just told you things. Are you? What do you think I didn't tell you?
I think 33% that you just got a number and you have a medical.
You know, I'll tell you this.
Line.
He checked out my prostate too. Is that something? Was that already inferred?
I don't know if a urologist is supposed to do that. I think a urologist does do that, right?
There was somebody else in the room.
It's not about that.
What? They did a prostate check with another person in the room.
Yeah. It was all just traumatic.
That's
God.
Weird.
That's Man. Weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something's not right there.
Yeah.
I wonder
Are you
how
sure this guy's a doctor?
The three of us talk about medical things. It's probably half of the car content.
Hey, did you get his business card?
No, dude, he gave me his phone number.
I know, but did you get his business
did
card?
Did he have business cards?
In other words, what I'm asking
he was
is
recommended by my New York
is,
doctor.
Is the word doctor in quotation marks?
He was a shaman, you guys. He's a fucking doctor. He's a doctor.
All right, listen. All right. You roll the dice with this one.
You guys are the worst.
Yeah, follow up. We want follow up.
I won't follow.
This All is right. like the opposite. Isn't the point of this ridiculous thing that we record to be helpful to us?
That's helpful. I don't.
Not
see,
helpful.
This is what you don't hear. You blame me for not receiving. You're not hearing. We're trying to give you. We're not going to blow smoke up your ass and tell you that you are amazingly charming and this doctor just wants to hang with you and add you to his friend group. I know what I heard. You laid out the details. I'm telling you what I think. That's the that's the whole deal of this podcast.
Beware.
Hey. If you want to email in and tell us Dave and I are wrong, please do that, and you get a bottle of Deacon Whiskey.
Do you tell the doctor about our podcast? Because this is going to be awkward now.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Send him a link to our website.
Yeah. All right. I guess that was helpful. In
that's a way around it. Yeah, have him listen. Have him listen and see what kind of text you get then. Josh is right.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
All right, Josh, you ready for your topic?
Yes. So this just happened to me on my trip to New York, where I was fortunate to squeeze Omar into my schedule when he didn't tell me he was going to be in New York. But this is a little – there's something I want opinion on, but it was also just I want to vent for a little bit and tell you what happened here. So I went for a work event, and this was a two-day event. The first day we were on a site visit. And the next day, we were in a like conference area listening to information and gathering information. So just to set it up. So they sent us an email a while ago and said, hey, listen, day one, site visit, we're going to leave from our offices at this address at 10 a.m. and we're going to take a bus because it's in Brooklyn. So we're meeting in Manhattan. We were going to Brooklyn to see the site visit. And that's when I got my call from Omar. So I said, okay, I'm a very organized guy. The second I get that email, I immediately put it in my calendar. I have to go to this address at 10 a.m. So I take the train into New York. I go to that address and nobody's there. And I'm going, what is going on here? And it's like 5 of 10. I'm right on time. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe I should go up to their office on the 16th floor. Maybe that's what I need to do. So I go up to their office. There's one guy in there. And I said, where is everybody? And the guy tells me, we changed the location for the bus to the hotel where everybody's staying, which I wasn't staying at that hotel, okay, by the way. So I go, well, no one told me that. It was never said. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, it's too far away. I wasn't going to get there in time for when the bus was leaving. So they said, instead of, you know, again, I am the client here. So instead of them saying, let me get you an Uber, I'll get you over there to the site, you know, before you, so you can see everything. They just said, just take a cab there and you'll get there. I said, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Thanks. So I go down, I get a cab, and I got to go to Brooklyn. It's a big pain in the ass. It took like, you know, half an hour to get there, but I beat the bus and I was there in time. Now, that's the first knock on this event. Second knock, everybody shows up. I had to wait there for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes before everyone showed up with the bus. Everybody shows up. They all have name tags, and the guy didn't bring my name tag. He knew I was going. So everyone's got name tags except me as we walk around the site visit, and I have to keep explaining who I am to everybody as we're shaking hands and talking about where we're from and what we do. Fine, right? Fine. We do the site visit. We go back. The next day was the conference or the event style or conference style for the event. And it says on the agenda, light breakfast to be served, followed by panels and then a lunch, and then we're done. So I go, okay, starts at 9 a.m. I'm like, I'm not a morning person, so I don't want to wake up any earlier than I have to. I'm like, light breakfast, I'll make do with a light breakfast. So what does a light breakfast mean?
It's great. So not hot breakfast.
Not a hot breakfast.
I would not expect eggs and bacon.
Correct. Right? That's right. I understand that. I get that.
Pastries and fruit.
Wait.
Thank you.
Light breakfast includes, what does that mean? Eggs?
No.
It does not.
Okay.
What is hot breakfast?
What does light breakfast mean?
Yeah, pastries and fruit. That would be.
Thank you. That's what I would.
These pastries.
Exactly. You nailed it. Pastries, fruit, things like that.
Right.
No. What is a light breakfast? I'm not even making this up. It was not even a full shot glass. It was maybe half the size of a shot glass. Think of a shot glass and now cut it in half of a little yogurt and like three granola grains, because that's all you can get into that tiny little glass. And that's what the light breakfast was. Oh. I'm going, this is insane. Who does this? Light breakfast means at least.
Are we supposed to eat it? Do they have little spoons?
They had tiny little like wooden, barely a spoon, because you can't get a spoon in there. So it's like a stick. It's like a stick to shovel the pigeon size yogurt and granola into your mouth that you can barely taste, and your stomach has no clue it even hit. So that's light breakfast. So now I'm starving. I need to eat breakfast. I'm the type of guy who needs breakfast. I eat every single morning. I do not miss my meal in the morning. It gets me going, and I'm not a coffee drinker. So we have the event. So I'm like, okay, at least there's lunch.
What did you do? Did you eat like five of them, or did you?
I couldn't eat five because it's not a huge event, and I couldn't just sit there and shovel them all in. So I did have two, which I thought was pushing it, but I did take two. So then we have the event. It's good. It's actually pretty good. Then we have lunch, and we go to a different room for lunch, and it's a sit down. And there's going to be a speaker who's on stage while we eat. And it's like, so think of like 11, 12 tables, 10 people to a table, and they make an announcement that says, hey, it's assigned seating, so find your name card in front of the seat. That's where you'll be sitting. So number one, that's a weird system, because there's enough tables there that you have to walk around quite a bit to look at all the name cards. If it was like three tables, fine. Don't tell.
Oh, they didn't have a key or something?
There's no site map. There's no nothing. There's no – we think maybe on the back of your name tag would be your table number. No, none of that. So I, like an idiot, am walking table to table, looking at every single name placard.
Is there chaos at this place? Is everyone – is there people like burning tables and women screaming and
– No, because everyone seems to have found their spot but me. And I'm still looking and I'm going, I don't see my name. So I do another lap at the 12 tables. I'm looking at every single name card. So then I go to one of the people that I know from that are sponsoring the event. I said, hey, listen, I don't see my name card. And she pulls out this piece of paper with the seating chart. She goes, yeah, you're not on here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I said, are you kidding me? I signed up. You sent me to the wrong place. You duped me with breakfast. And now I don't have a place to sit. So they get me. They squeeze me in. They get me a place to sit. Fine, whatever. I'm sitting there. I'm starving, mind you. Starving. I just listened to 4 hours of speakers off a teaspoon of yogurt and granola. I'm like, finally. They put down the salad, and this is a big pet peeve of mine. At these work events, no one can give an ordinary salad anymore.
I know. Yeah.
Right?
It's always arugula salad, which is like dandelion or
yes,
like weeds looking,
fancy schmancy crap, and it was gross. I couldn't even eat it. It didn't even look like a salad. It looked very weird. And it's what happened to romaine? What is romaine no good anymore? Are people scoffing at romaine?
Yeah, I agree. That's now just the domain.
Romaine is now known as the R word. It's worse than now. It's the new version of that.
It seems that way, right?
It's in a buffet at Ponderosa or whatever. It's like that's where you can find it. It's not at the conference dinners. You're right. It's always those fancy.
It's insane. It's insane. So I'm like, I pick through that a little bit because I couldn't eat anything on the plate. It was not appealing whatsoever. So I'm like, fine, I'll just eat the entree. I'm starving. So they remove that. The speaker starts. Now they start serving the entree, right? Now we didn't have a choice. There was no, hey, do you want chicken or fish type deal. And what do they put down in front of us? What is our entree? I'm gonna defy any of you to guess what the entree was.
Is it a kind of meat?
No.
Meatloaf.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going direction. No.
No. Meatloaf. Like, I would have done backflips. I love meatloaf.
Like a grilled zucchini or something.
You are incredibly. Omar, are you in the bathroom?
No. Oh, did you hear that noise? It was just the table. Sorry. Oh.
All right. Do you know what they served up for lunch for everybody, for 120 people or so in that room? That was the lunch, no alternative. A breaded giant pepper.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, no.
How is that? Who decided on all this?
Were people eating it?
I'm looking at it. And first of all, there's no way I'm eating it. I hate peppers. I cannot even force myself to eat a pepper. And I was so hungry. That's how much I despise peppers. People are eating it around me. And I sat, and it wasn't even on a bed of anything edible. It wasn't even like on a bed of greens that at least I could eat or something like that. It was on a bed of something indescribable. I can't even tell what the hell it was. And it was a giant. So I sat there. And I didn't even pick up my fork or knife.
You just let it sit.
I remember now. When I saw him that night, he told me.
No. You didn't see me that night. This was the next day.
It was the next day?
Yeah, you didn't see me after that. And I'm so like,
you're hangry. When I saw you, though, Josh, you told me that you hadn't eaten all day that day, too.
No, that's not really? True in the least. No, that's not true at all.
All right.
Nope. Is that unbelievable? A pepper. Someone at this firm said, okay, we have a sit-down speaker lunch. What should we serve everybody?
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Josh. Does it lessen your likelihood to want to be excited about being a partner in that company? Well,
we're already an investor.
Okay.
So this is not like there's a decision to be made.
Okay. But?
Does it change
your interest or your excitement about what they're building? Or do you think
they're nice people? I do like them as people. I do very much. And everyone I met from the team that I hadn't met prior, I really liked and enjoyed. And I thought they actually put on a pretty good event. Like
for the food, which is arguably half of the event is how you feel.
It's not. I'd rather I'd get good content than good food. Otherwise, it's a complete waste of my time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting. I would say that I actually throw events, and now I could say that.
But
the food is important.
experience. I'm not saying it's not important. It is important. But but to put something in front of people that I don't know what percentage of the population eats breaded peppers, but it can't be high enough that you could make it a one size fits all.
No, I agree. It makes me question their judgment on maybe they're running a Ponzi scheme.
It does make you. It's kind of an arrogance. Like, well, I like breaded pepper.
Yes. Right? Thank you.
On the other hand, though, I actually kind of like the fact that they're not good at this, but they're good at everything else. Because sometimes people feign. Sometimes the best presenters are not people you want to have any association with because they're just glorified wedding planners.
I know it's not the investment decision makers that are deciding on these.
Excuse me. Wait. Yeah. Hold on. This is nothing to do with woke. What I'm about to say. Please understand that. I want to apologize to wedding planners. It's incredibly difficult dealing with personalities. They're getting married.
It is.
I can only imagine. So let me
good cover.
Back that up. Yeah.
We were about to get flooded with wedding planner email.
I think I had a topic similar to this. I went to a dinner and you that did. Was the prefix was like
you did.
It was like a vegetarian said, you know, I think I'm going to have a menu of all vegetarian options.
I went to one of these last week and I swear I did. I ordered 10 pizzas myself directly to the spot. The food was terrible.
And I didn't have that luxury.
And everyone was so happy that I did it.
Yeah, I didn't have that luxury. And it wasn't tricky. There are some foods that I don't like or don't love that I can at least get through, mm-hmm. you know, just for the sake of not looking like an ass. But I couldn't even start with this one. I can't imagine.
That's a tough one.
And I sat there and I'm thinking like, is everyone looking at me? I'm not even picking up my utensils. And everyone at least is eating a little bit, at least at my table. I didn't have the opportunity to see other tables. I was kind of just zeroing in on the speaker. So it looked like, oh, this guy's into the speaker. That's why he's not touching his food. But I was so hungry. Had it not been for that breakfast, I was like in my head, I'm going, I cannot believe this.
So what did you eat? Because you went right back to Philly for the game.
No. So I had another meeting. I had a coffee meeting after that. I'm like, okay, at least I have that where – and the guy picked a place. The guy I met picked a place.
Pepper factory.
No. I never heard of, but I still think, oh, it's a coffee shop. It's going to have other stuff.
Yeah.
It had just coffee. Thankfully, I saw they had one thing in their container and was like, it was banana bread. And I like banana. So I'm like, I'm getting a piece of banana bread because I'm starving. So at least I got to eat that afterwards before I jumped on a train back to Philly. But this was a comedy of errors here from not telling me that the bus location changed. So and not covering, you know, they didn't cover my cab or get me an Uber to the site. I had to do that on my own.
Yeah.
Didn't have my name tag. Didn't have a spot for me at lunch. My placard is missing. And then they serve up light breakfast. Light should be like they should have light in bold and underlined three times if they mean light.
Barely a breakfast.
Incredibly light breakfast would have been more descriptive of what they served.
Now, do you get a survey of how did you like? Usually these things don't have a.
No, we haven't gotten that yet. And I might everyone else might have gotten one, but I might not have.
Yeah, because you're not on the list.
Left me out again.
Like, who was that guy? Yeah, still don't know who you were.
Now, they did have a name tag for me the second day, so at least they knew I was registered. So they made a name tag for me, but didn't make a nameplate for me for lunch. It's amazing.
Well, so, yeah, you wonder if that's the planning people or is that from a top down like
that's
they
why you always eat before you go to these events.
Yeah, you know, that's not wrong.
I think I didn't have time to eat. I didn't have time. It's an all day thing. If it was one thing like I had, if I was coming from somewhere else and I was going to the lunch there, I could have grabbed something along the way. I was there since, you know,
I don't know what you're not hearing when I say to you, well, you should wherever you're going now for these big things like this, have the address put into your Uber Eats or DoorDash. And
I'm
order
not
yourself.
Going to get something delivered. To
Why not? Order some nuts? Pizza. You'll give like half of it away. Like, yeah.
So you're saying, I want the listeners to understand what he's saying. Because picture a conference room with nice round dinner tables all around with a speaker on a stage that's speaking to everyone. Everyone's quiet. Now imagine everyone is digging into their giant stuffed pepper, whatever the hell that monstrosity was that was on our plates. Now imagine Domino's Pizza walks in and comes right to my table and puts down a half pepperoni right in front of me.
Or even better, they go to the conference people
it's
at the table.
It's very easy. Just say that you're kosher and you have to have your own food delivered.
It was a breaded pepper. I'm pretty sure.
I'm telling you, I've done this. Like, what you do is you let the doorman know, security know, and say, I'll give you a slice or a few.
Oh, wow.
It's very easy. Remember, there's eight slices in a pizza.
Yeah, I'm aware of how many slices are in a pizza.
Yeah, Josh, you could have either done that, order pizza in front of the
that's
lunch
a horrible,
that they prepared
horrible
for you.
Idea.
Or you could have gone to the organizer and slapped them in the face. Like, that would have been about the same.
With a pizza.
Yeah, with a slice of pizza.
I feel that they figuratively slapped me in the face the entire 2 days.
Good. Yeah,
it was a giant slap in the face to me personally.
You're just defending yourself. That's right.
Anyway, so that was my deal. So, I mean, you're on my side with this, right? I'm not in the wrong.
100%.
Okay. You wouldn't power. Would you power through the pepper?
No.
No. Are you kidding me?
No. Yeah. In fact, and I would sit at the table and actively complain to everyone at the table. I would make quite a nuisance of myself.
I would have had it not been for a speaker that was talking at the time. You know, the speaker had been going. So it's not like there was no conversation to be had at the table whatsoever.
I think I heard this was the Dr. Pepper conference, right?
The what?
Dr. Pepper. That's why it was the company, the soft drink. That's why they were having.
You know, you just wrapped the two topics together with your doctor.
And now I know why you got the personal number of your doctor. It's wit like that that will secure you friendships.
Oh, man.
All right. Yes. You ready for my topic? All right.
Bring us home, Dave.
So I have a kind of a hodgepodge of things, but we're going to end with a quiz. We're going to end with the game. Going back to the games.
Love games.
But your topic, Josh, reminded me of something that happened to me. I wondered real quick what you would do. I was going to a dinner when I was in LA, and the speaker was going to be sitting at my table. I found this out. And the speaker, I think I could say who it is. It's a famous politician, central banker from Europe, like the number one central banker in Europe for a while.
Got it.
He was sitting at my table, and I got nervous. I was like, I don't want to sit next to this person.
Oh, I do. I do every time.
I know you do. Yeah. I'm like, what am I going to say? Like, how am I going to carry conversation? Because you could have a good 20, 30 minutes where you're going to have to, you know, I'm from St. Louis and, you know, to someone who is world famous.
Yeah.
I was very nervous about that. So you, Josh, would invite that sort of, you'd want to sit next to a.
There is an event that I go to and they sit me next to the speaker who's always has some level of fame every single time.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it.
Well, what about you, Omar?
I love it.
You would do it too?
Yeah,
that was an extra level of stress. I ended up being two people away, and it was a lovely event, and it was great. But I got to meet people next to me. I think they kind of know my drill and sat me next to people I would be more comfortable with. But anyway, that made me think of that. So one update to you guys also is, you recall I told you about the first pitch that I missed on?
Yes.
So
this is the auction.
Mm-hmm.
So just remind our viewers what that was.
Yeah. So I went to a gala and one of the live auction items was
a gala.
No, it was a gala. It was a gala.
It was a gala.
It was not a gala.
Correct.
No.
Gala. So one of the live auctions was a first pitch at the St. Louis Cardinals baseball game. And I really wanted to get it for my dad, who's a huge Cardinals fan. And I lost out on the bidding because an elderly woman stood up and played on my sympathies. So I ended up backing off. And then I proceeded to complain for the rest of the evening.
Yeah, you didn't lose, by the way. You completely quit.
I melted, in the face of, yes.
You resigned.
Well, guess what? I'm going to another gala tonight. And guess what's on the live auction?
No way.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Live auction tonight. And on the list, I got an email from someone saying, hey, guess what? Another live auction is a first pitch at the Cardinal.
Now, did you know that ahead of time? Or
no.
You were signed up for this gala even without knowing that.
We never go to galas or galas. Never. Like, we're not those
kind
of people.
Well, you've been to two in a matter of 4 weeks.
I know. Well, that's unusual for us. We're already stressing out what to wear. Which, by the way, if they say black tie optional, what do you think that means?
I think that means you better at least have a suit on.
I was going to go sport coat.
No, black tie optional means that some people are going to be wearing tuxedos.
I don't want to wear a suit.
I know you don't want to wear a suit, but you either go track suit or you go in tuxedo.
What do you think, Omar? Do you think black tie optional? Can you go with the sport coat?
Yes, 100%.
Right. You're talking to the guy who would show up in a hoodie to a black tie.
Well, all they care about is if you're spending money or not.
Well, that's – yeah, I will. I will. I'll support the cause. So, yeah, I don't think anyone's going to come up to
me. Will you bid on this? Will you bid on it again?
I'm going to start.
Of course he is.
What happens if there's another old lady?
No. My daughter told me this is my strategy. Is I stand up this time, but then – or actually –
in drag as an old lady.
No, but I make it physically look like I'm physically hurting to do this, like try to also play on sympathy and somehow. But
why don't you wear what those priests wear with the white collar?
I was thinking like maybe getting like a cast for my arm and like try to raise my cast like every time I have to bid.
Here's what you do.
Josh, what was that Seinfeld episode where George wanted to get the apartment?
Yeah.
He had to prove he had the biggest trauma.
Yes, he had to, yes, and he lost to the guy who was in the Andrea Doria. Boat accident. Yeah, that's right.
All right, what should I do? How do I win this auction?
Okay, what you do is you get a pair of very dark glasses and one of those blind guy sticks.
Canes, yeah.
Yes, and that's what you do.
Okay, and then raise my cane when I
– raise the stick.
I'll look to the back instead of the front. Like, oh, he can't see where the –
yes, correct. You gotta
make sure when you're walking with the cane that you hit things with it. It's just very clanky.
Correct.
Well, I thought I'd stand up to bid, like fall, and then have people help me back up. And then if someone bids against me, then when I try to stand up again, I'm like, no, sit. Try to make it like we got to get this bidding over with, you know, quickly.
Now, you know what you do? And I'm just going to say it, Dave. You man up.
Oh.
And you outbid every orphan that's in that crowd that wants that first pitch.
All right. I think that's probably the better.
No holds barred. You get what you wanted and what you should have gotten prior. You got a second chance at this.
Yeah.
And most people don't get that. So this is your moment.
This is like Rocky 2.
Right. If I don't win it, it'd be like Rocky 2. Yeah, losing a second in a row. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be hilarious, by the way, if that woman was there again?
If it's the same woman, then there's no. If it's the same one, there is no limit. I will mortgage my house if I have to. I'm very upset about
that. So I'm going to say something to you, okay? I'm aware of this, David.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm trying to get of this thing to it's tonight, right?
It is tonight.
And as I've been talking about this with
some – are you going to bid against me?
And no, I'm trying to get someone to dress up as an old lady to bid against you.
Hilarious.
And then win it.
Yes.
I'm trying actively talking to our friends. I won't say their names. But
if you put a plant in there that bids me up way up and I win, but I have to pay an extra few thousand, I'll be so hilarious.
Okay, so you have to let us know, obviously.
I will. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
All right, third thing I have real quick is, and this probably is a longer topic, I should maybe save it, but just to let you know, I am absolutely obsessed with ChatGPT. I can't stop talking about it. Anyone that is my family now no longer wants to talk to me. People that now like it no longer like it because I am finding new ways to use this thing, and it is changing my life.
Wow.
So just real quick, I don't know if anyone – if I'm the last person to figure this out, I had to answer some questions from an RFP, request for proposal, right?
The work.
And so, work thing. And usually, I have to type it out, and it would take me a while, like half a morning to like do these answers. And because half the deal is typing it. What I did instead, I did a voice to text on Microsoft Word or Google Docs and just talked, no punctuation. I just talked about the answer to the question. With no rhyme or reason of an order, I just talked and it just blah, 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 spit it all out. Then
how could it listen to you?
I had a voice to text.
What do you mean?
It's on your phone.
It can transcribe what you're saying off a microphone. So then I cut and paste that and I said to
ChatGPT.
I said, professionalize this.
That's
and
smart.
Paste. And it wrote an answer that was just perfect. And I was like, that is changing now. How I'm gonna respond? If I do something,
we should do a whole episode on this.
Yeah. Okay. Let's come back to that. So, ways that we use it, because I have lots of other ways. But every day, I feel like I'm finding.
I'm gonna try and recreate Josh, but sometimes I get annoyed with him, and so have him have canned answers. If you were Josh, how would you respond to this topic? That way, I'll be prepared when he pisses on my sunshine parade.
That's right. Well, okay. Then we'll come back to that. So my last, real quick, is Mother's Day.
Trivia.
tomorrow.
Yeah, it is Mother's Day. Yes.
So I want to play a couple games with you guys. One is an exhaust the list. All right. Okay. We'll I'll randomly pick who goes first of the top 40 TV moms of all time.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you can.
Now, how are we judging what makes them top? Our own personal opinion.
It could be. Yeah, you would have to think of TV moms and we'll go until we can't. Maybe you get a couple strikes. So a couple strikes. So
TV moms. I gotta think about this.
I'll just randomly. I'm gonna spin a coin here. Josh, you go first.
Oh my God.
Top TV moms of all time.
Well, it's got to be Mrs. Cleaver, right?
Mrs. Cleaver is number 4.
Thank you,
Omar.
Beaver Cleaver's mother, Lisa
Mary
Beaver.
Louise Parker.
Mary
well,
Louise
she's
Parker.
The mom in Weeds.
Wow.
No, what is her act? This. What is the?
She plays mom whose husband died, and she's a weed dealer, and she's raising kids.
What's her name in the TV show? Do you know?
Nancy Botwin.
Nancy.
B O T W I N.
This is good radio.
Yeah.
What, man? It's she what's is more real than that?
Not on the list. That's strike one for you. We might have to do three strikes.
Who made this list up? The Republicans?
What? It's listchallenges.com. So
okay. Well, who funds them?
The Republican Party. You're right. Yeah, you figured it out. All right, Josh, your turn. There's so many TV moms. Come on.
There guys. Are. There are. I'll TV say, moms. What about Edith Bunker?
Edith Bunker. Edith Bunker is number 13. 13. Okay. Very
Boom.
Good.
Nailed two, Omar.
Oh, I know Camilla from The Sopranos.
No.
Camilla is on the list. Wait, is that her name?
I don't know. What's her name?
She's a mob wife.
Yeah, that's why it's so cool.
Why would she be?
I'm going to accept that answer.
Mom?
I know it's on her.
Edie Falco.
Oh, Carmela Soprano. She Carmella. Is number 23. 23. Very good. Josh?
Okay. Oh, God.
Are you looking on your phone, Josh?
No, I'm trying to think. How about Marge Simpson?
Marge Simpson.
Oh, that's a
great
good
answer.
One.
Number 8.
That's
number
a
eight.
Good one. That's the highest one. That's the first top 10 answer.
No, June Cleaver was 4.
I could have sworn Cleaver would be number 1.
No, number 1, you'll kick yourself.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. I know.
I know number 1. I got it.
No. What's her name? The woman who was who played on 8 Enough.
Oh,
Eight is enough.
I don't even remember who that was.
Oh my goodness, that is an old. That's funny because to me there was a while there that 8 is enough was the line of someone who's like around my age and people who are a lot younger is if they knew who 8 is enough.
8 is enough. Yeah.
Her
yeah.
name was Abby in the show. I bet.
Is she on there?
She is not she could, on there.
Could. No, you know who number 1 is? I already know it.
Who?
Carol Brady.
Carol Brady is number 1. Number 1 for the Brady Bunch.
Come on.
Yeah.
That has to be the top TV mom.
Omar, you got one more strike left.
Okay.
I'm going to win this.
Hold on a second. Like, you already got number 1, so I think I've been boxed
number
out.
Number 1, number 4, number 8, and number 13, I think you said.
I'm going to go with
this dead air is just
okay, I'm going to go with the mom from Breaking Bad.
What?
Breaking Bad mom. What is that? What's the last name there?
That's White. Walter White.
Walter White. Yeah that's not
a. What, I don't White. Remember what her name is.
I think that's strike 3.
Skylar.
How about Elise Keaton?
Elise Keaton is 15. Oh, Josh, you're on it. Well, here, let me give you the top 10. So,
yeah, give us the top
Josh,
10.
Josh, you win.
Yeah.
Carol Brady's number 1. Samantha Stevens is number 2. I think she's from Bewitched.
Yeah, Bewitched. Yep. Yep,
Morticia Adams.
Ah, yeah.
Adam June Stone. Cleaver. Yeah, Wilma Flintstone.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, Wilma Flintstone, though.
I thought her Barney had a whole fling, didn't they?
It's possible. There's rumors of that.
Betty. It was Fred and Betty.
Betty White. Yeah, Betty White. Not Betty White. No. Betty Rubble. Betty Rubble.
Betty Rubble, yes. Yeah. Number 6 is Carolyn Ingalls, probably from Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, I would never know that.
Jill Taylor, I think that must be from
Home Improvement. Home Improvement.
Yeah. 8 is Marge Simpson. 9 is Lucy Ricardo.
Lucy.
And 10 is Olivia Walton from The Walton. So that's your top 10. Okay.
I never watched The Walton.
Next quiz here. So this is now from Time Magazine. So okay. Is this a legit source?
I would think so. Time Magazine.
Better than the first one. I mean, there was a pretty much of a tilt towards that.
It was a little bit toward the older crowd, which, you know, we are. This is Time Magazine's 10 worst moms ever. And then they have the 10 best moms ever.
According TV to moms. TV moms.
No, any moms. Any moms. It could be
real life moms.
There's a lot of culture. You think cultural, you know, it's TVs is part of it. Yeah. It's not like, you know, obviously Abraham Lincoln must have been a good one because he turned out to be a fine man. But it's right. It's more of a mom that you would generally know of. So all okay. I need you to do is just to find one or two and you'll win. So just we'll grab
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth is not on the list.
Lorena Bobbitt.
Actually, I'm going to back up. The Queen Mother from the Best Moms Ever from the movie Aliens is on this list.
This is very confusing.
Yeah.
You can get some.
Lorena Bobbitt. She cut off her husband's.
Yeah, but she might have been a good mom. She is not on the list.
That's a good point. How about Honey Boo Boo's mom, Mama June?
Mama June.
Oh, I'm gonna look Chris under. Kardashian.
No, that's also good. Nope, not neither.
Jeez. What about the who's the mom who drowned all her kids in the tub? Remember that mom?
Yes, how about Mother Teresa?
Mother she's Teresa not a real is mom. Not actually a mom.
She's not a mom.
Why do they call her mother?
Because she's everyone's mother.
You being serious?
She's a Catholic nun. Yeah. Yeah. All I need is one from these lists. Hey,
how is that the woman who drowned all her kids in the tub?
Who's
a terrible mom?
Who was Britney Spears' mom?
Yeah, she's not on the list.
How about? Oh my God, this is really really hard. I don't even know. I can't even begin to.
All right, I'll give you a few.
Give us a clue.
Okay, so Mrs. Robinson. Well, hello, Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Livia Soprano from The Sopranos. From
all right.
Yeah, Sopranos mom. The mom from Carrie.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. Yeah, these are
Joan Crawford from Mommy Dearest. All right, well listen. And then the best moms ever, Dumbo's mom, which clearly that's a great answer. Dumbo's mom sacrificed herself.
I don't remember.
Lion
King. Disney, all the moms in Disney die. You notice that?
Yeah, there's no moms in Disney.
They all die. They all die in the beginning of the film.
So Marge Simpson is one of the top 10 moms.
Really?
The mom from Mask?
Yeah, well, that's Cher, right? Yeah, that's actually pretty.
That's Cher.
She had a lot to deal
Cher,
with.
Yeah. Whistler's mother. With. I thought Whistler's mother was a strange.
I think it's just a painting.
Yeah.
It's just a painting.
I thought so too. Yeah. Hester Prynne from The Scarlet Letter. So anyway, I thought that was
a terrible list, that last one.
I thought that was somewhat
of a. You don't get the winners, Josh.
So the woman who drowned four of her kids in the bathtub is not on the list of worst moms?
Yeah, that might be so dark.
That's got to be her crowning achievement. She didn't make that list.
That's that's a bad mother.
That's a bad mom.
All right. Well, that was my quiz. I wanted to celebrate the moms out there.
Happy Mother's Day
to the mother of my children and my mom and your moms, all your moms out there. So
yes.
That's my topic. So we have anything else?
Right.
So we wrap this up.
Yeah, we want to give away those two more bottles to our proud sponsor, Deacon Whiskey, Smoky Sweet Deep Deacon Whiskey. So if you want one of those bottles, friends@fts.media, we want to hear from you.
Let's do it, people. Yeah. All right. Well, fun to talk to you guys. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode, learned a little bit more about us. Fortunate as it may be. But until next time, see you later, everybody.
See ya.
Smell ya.